Hey, you're listening to episode 9 of the Rue Crew podcast. Recap. We're going to try and summarize 2 years of our life into this podcast, so enjoy. All right, Marley. What'd you put down your mic?
Oh, I thought we were done.
We are done, but now we need to do the intro, and then I'm going to say no. Oh. Yeah, so this podcast is a little rambly because we're just going to be talking about basically from November 2020 to now. We're going to sum up everything that happened in our life. So, yeah, enjoy.
Enjoy. Come along on the journey with us.
All right, well, here we are. We're back. And if it sounds a little sad, it's because it is. Because we've realized it's been over a year since we've done one of these. And I'm just looking at our Spotify. Wow, we really dropped off after 2020.
You're really starting this with some excitement.
Episode 1, March 2020. Episode 2, March 2020. Episode 3, April 2020. Episode 4, August 2020. Episode 5, August 2020. 6, November 2020. 7, November 2020. Episode 8, June 2021.
Is that the one with you and Adam?
Yeah, you're not even on it.
No.
But
I was removed.
So a lot has happened since the last time that we've met together in audio form. And I thought we'd just do a little update because realistically, Marley, you haven't been on a podcast since November 2020 while we were just eating chocolate. So that is almost... No, that it's been 2 years since you've been on your own podcast.
Over two, yeah.
Adam DeMerchant was on June 2021. So I just thought, let's just go through our lives since November 2020, and we'll just summarize everything that happened.
That's a big task.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to scroll back my calendar all the way to November 2020, and I'm just going to go through it and see if I... Wow, my calendar was really empty in 2020.
Well, pandemic took over and events slowed down, so.
November 2020, Remembrance Day. What happened on Remembrance Day, Marley?
We went to... It's okay, stop.
What? We're just recapping.
We went to Remembrance Day service.
November 2020 was really rough.
It was.
Yeah, so...
You went to the kidney specialist based on our calendar.
Yeah, actually, this is so funny. I'm literally going through my calendar. So, November 2020 was a bad month, if I remember correctly. We had to do... Well, me and Justin went to Halifax for the weekend.
Oh,
that's how
yes.
long ago we're talking.
And I got pulled over and got our car impounded.
Yes, yes, we did. And we didn't know it at the time, but you were pregnant.
Very newly pregnant.
So you got pregnant.
Heyo.
Around Remembrance Day.
Okay.
And Marley didn't know she was pregnant. She gets arrested.
I did not get arrested. I got
the police pull
impounded.
Her over in Fredericton, and then we take the car. Bonnie and Ed drive me into like Fredericton to get Marley. I was watching a really good Apple TV Plus show about space, and then I never finished it because I'm traumatized.
Understandably, I got impounded. The car got impounded because the registration was over by 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks, and then
during COVID.
Yeah. I think.
So then the cop was going to leave her on the side of the road, and I was very mad.
But you know what? The tow truck driver, super nice.
She had a fish.
I had just, I was teaching a homeroom classroom of junior kindergarten to grade two students at the time, and I had just bought a replacement fish for our classroom because the first fish had
died.
And then this second fish, in the early days of its life, almost got arrested with me. So then the tow truck driver drove me and my fish in a bag to a Tim Hortons until I could be picked up.
Also, this month is when Mandalorian Season 2 was coming out,
Mm.
which was very good. And then
except for the episode with the spiders, that was season two, right?
Yeah, and we had the Bernards come over and watch it.
You really are just going through our calendar.
I had a kidney specialist appointment. There's something else that happened in November. Oh yeah, we kept trying to get our car aligned and it would never get aligned.
Yeah,
like there's like 5 alignment appointments on here and it never get aligned. And then I think it must have been, it was December 1st. And I took it to Woodstock to get it aligned. And then I blew a radiator hose or something and it was spewing. Man, our lives have gone a lot better since 2020.
But what I'm remembering is as you're telling the story, it was spewing stuff. You had to get a drive back to the Ridge.
By a stranger.
By a stranger.
Because my car was spewing, it was spewing radiator fluid. And now anytime I smell cotton candy, I have like flashbacks of my car spewing antifreeze all over my engine and it was smoking and smoking. But
how
then
often do you smoke on candy anytime you exit a mall these days?
Yeah, or burning sugar. And then I get home and I bought a little pregnancy test and then Marley peed on it and she's like, do you want to know? I was like, I'm not going to leave this room until I see that what happens.
Do you want to know, as if I was going to be able to keep it a secret?
And it was positive. Woo, woo.
Surprise.
And then the next
literally,
day.
Literally, surprise.
Not a surprise. It was a positive surprise.
Oh, not surprise doesn't mean bad.
We had basically decided a couple months earlier.
Okay, Ryan, we don't have to get into the details.
We decided that if we had a baby, we'd be okay with it. So we just, anyways.
To sum that story up, Ryan got stranded in Woodstock. A guy drove him home. We took a pregnancy test. It was positive. It was a surprise, but we were excited. Very happy.
Man, okay, so now we're in December 2020. I'm looking at my calendar. Apparently, all I did was shoot video.
Yeah, because everything was on video for COVID.
For Christmas. So I think that's the year we got Barry and Sheila to do their... They read their Christmas story. It was actually really meaningful. Then we did Jingle Jam, and then we went on vacation. And I don't really remember much from that Christmas, but I do remember taking Marley to Grandma Nan, 1 month pregnant. And she's on the ferry, and it was so cold, and she couldn't be inside.
I would have been just over 2 months.
Yeah, and she was so sick, and no one knew that Marley was pregnant. Mm-hmm. No one. Well... Justin and Sarah knew.
Justin and Sarah and my
parents.
And
we told your parents at Christmas.
And we had just told your parents.
Oh, man. No. Marley's giving me the shaky no. Okay. Guess we won't unpack all that stuff. It's good. That'll be another full episode. Anyways, we go to Grandma Nan. And then Marley's so sick. We put her up. She had to go on the top of the boat in the freezing rain in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. I'm freezing. And she looks miserable. And I took a picture of her, and she looks horrible. Like, you look so bad. You're so sick.
I was very sick.
You don't look bad, but you look like...
No, I look bad.
Like, you want to throw yourself off the boat. And then Marley took a picture of me, and I'm just having the time of my life because I'm going to see Adam DeMerchant. We go to Grandma Nan, and Adam is like asking us all these weird questions, like, why is Marley not drinking coffee? Why is Marley not drinking coffee? And we're like, well, we were going to tell you in a more meaningful way, because you won't drop the coffee thing. Marley's pregnant. And he goes, what? Like, they couldn't believe it. So that was a fun Christmas break.
Yeah.
January 2021. Apparently, I called my daddy on January 2nd, and that's when I must have told them that you were having a baby. And they were so happy.
It's also funny because as we're just looking through the calendar here, anytime Ryan is going to shoot a video, he puts it in as shoot and then the person he's going to be doing the video of. So like multiple different places, we just have shoot Mike, shoot Marissa, shoot TNMS, shoot. So he shot a lot of people.
Oh, TMNS is the Tuesday Night Morning Show.
Yeah, shoot band.
Because we were still online for COVID and we couldn't do youth. So then we were doing
shoot youth.
Shoot youth. So then, yeah, that TMNS was like our morning show we were doing. It was like a variety show.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool.
We also had our first ultrasound on the 20th.
Is this just Marley's pregnancy story?
No, I'm just, you know.
That'll be another good episode.
Big part. Okay.
We'll talk about reconnecting with family. We'll talk about Marley's pregnancy story, journey. We'll talk about my pregnancy journey. And then we'll talk about my postpartum depression.
Sounds good.
All right.
Shoot tiny bubbles.
Oh, yeah. That was at daycare.
We've got to find a better way to put that in the calendar.
That was at daycare. Remember, I had to go shoot those videos at the daycare, but yeah. They wouldn't let me inside.
But if you ever get into, like, legal trouble and they have to, like, look through our schedule, it looks a little suspicious.
I just have Fortnite at 9 p.m. on my calendar. Don't know what that is.
Was it one of those things that you do when they have, like, a new...
It may have been.
...thing?
We had the youth leaders over from the Baptist church and our church to do some training.
This might be getting too specific into a recap.
Okay. Wow.
No, maybe not.
All right. I'm only... Okay.
Here is a fatal flaw that I have. I noticed this when we started the podcast in general. Is I feel like people will not be interested in anything we talk about.
But they are interested in everything we talk about. But,
yeah. So here, you continue doing what you're doing.
Okay. Adam and Hope came over. Adam and Hope came over on February 28th to March 3rd. And I'm pretty sure that's when Tilly.
Oh my gosh, you might be getting a little.
That's when Tilly was made, I'm pretty sure.
I was going to say that they brought Sully with that time.
Oh, fire department hot dog sale. That's when we went down and we didn't sell them. We gave away hot dogs.
We made them, yeah.
On the, to the, what you call it, like the snowmobilers. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun. And then we had a COVID party at Crab Mountain Inn. Okay, that sounds like a chicken pox party where like one person had COVID and we're trying to get everyone to get COVID. But I think we were just celebrating volunteers.
And we had just announced that we were having a baby.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Ryan Mike church dreaming session. Oh, that's just planning. That's just us planning. Okay. OB appointment ultrasound. Is that the one where you found out the gender and then they told you and it was supposed to be a surprise?
Yes.
And then I found out that you had already known. And then I was kind of sad because I had bought a boy's outfit and a girl's outfit. And then when you told me when we opened it together, I was going to hand you that outfit. And then we ended up giving the girl outfit to...
Markel. Charlie. Yeah. There's more details to that story, but yes.
Well, we can process trauma on this podcast. This is a real thing.
Oh, well, we had the 20-week ultrasound booked to find out the gender. And what we had wanted to do, because of COVID, Ryan wasn't allowed to come into any of the appointments. So up until that point, he hadn't come in and he wasn't allowed to come in for that appointment. And so we had asked if they could just write down the gender and put it on a piece of paper and not show it to me, but so Ryan and I could open it together. And they are not able to do that. It's like a liability thing that they can't write it, because if for some reason they would have told us it was a boy and then it turned out it was a girl, we could come back and be upset with them. So they're allowed to like... circle the gender on the thing, but they're not allowed to write it down. And so she wasn't allowed to do it, so she said she couldn't write it down. And she said, but would you still like to find out? And I panicked and I was like, yeah, well, Ryan wants to know and I want to know, so I guess so, if this is the only way we can do it. So I said yeah, I guess I'll find out. So then she told me, and then she like printed out pictures and everything so that I could show Ryan. I got in the car, I explained to him what had happened, that they weren't allowed to write it down and all this stuff.
And I almost started to cry.
You did cry. And Ryan...
I did not. I almost cried.
No, you cried. And you drove so fast.
I did not drive fast.
You did. We got to Walmart from the Waterville Hospital in like 2.2 seconds.
Girl, I can tell you right now, I can drive from Waterville Hospital to the church in Jacksonville outside of Woodstock in 8 minutes.
So anyways, he got there fast and he was rightfully disappointed. And I just felt bad because I thought in the moment of panicking, because she wasn't able to do what we had thought we would do, I thought I was doing the right thing. And then I realized that, oh, I messed up. I should have just said I didn't want to find out and we could have found another way to try and find out together. But it all worked out. Surprise, we're having a
boy. But we won't tell you anything else because we're going to tell you as the time comes. It wasn't actually that bad.
It was bad. You were very sad.
I was sad because I wasn't ever allowed to go into any appointments because of COVID. And like, I drop Marley off at the hospital and I go sit in the parking lot of Heartland Wesleyan Church.
Yeah, or I just go by myself. A lot of the times I left work.
So I had no part in any of this. Anyways, end of March, Chloe and Mason's baptism chat. So they got baptized. McDonald's After Youth. I think that's the one where we went with Jacob and I was so scared we're going to get in a car crash.
See, I was scared. Oh, no, I think it was the McDonald's After Youth where
all the leaders went.
All the leaders went too.
And the Ferrells.
And like Colby and everyone. And I thought we were going to get arrested in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, because it looked like a shady deal. But now that we live in Woodstock, we understand that's just what people do.
That's the least shady thing that happens in Woodstock.
Apparently, we had another church dreaming session on April 10th.
Are you?
I'm in April 2021.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to tell you, we had early ultrasounds because they thought Marley was having twins. But it just turns out that Ollie was a big baby. We'll get there.
What does KU Peppers things mean?
Oh, that's that thing that Sean and Zach were doing where I had to eat jalapeno peppers and try and win a pizza party for my youth group.
Oh, and you lost.
I did. I lost to Moncton West. Wow, there's a lot of counseling and car appointments in our calendar in 2021. Like, seriously, in April and May, there's three.
And a lot of... I guess I didn't realize how many times you go to the doctor when you have a baby. Well, I did realize. Yeah, I lived it.
I realized you were...
I lived it.
Yeah, I realized it also because it costs a lot of money and gas. I also went to Grand Manan.
By that yourself. First week
by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were still working full time.
I was working full time and you had a week off that you had to take or else you would lose it come the end of April, right? Or the end of July.
Yeah. So I took a week of vacation, went to Grand Manan with Adam.
But I drove you to the ferry and I was like, this is not very like.
This is when the Marley. Podcast was recorded. The last podcast.
Yes. But this is not very Marley. But like, I don't know if pregnancy hormones got to me. Whatever, but I drove him to the ferry, and as I'm watching him like get on the boat, I was like overcome with emotion and wept, which is so weird because like I didn't feel sad. I was glad that he was going. I don't know why, but I cried for like half the trip back home to the Ridge. Then I was just so emotional, and then I stopped and I got a snack,
and that fixed it.
No, but it. I was hungry.
Me and Adam had the time of our life.
You guys had so much. Because I was there. Once I got home, I was fine. I wasn't sad anymore.
I was at Grand Manan from Sunday to Friday, and it was the first time me and Adam had hung out without the girls. Because Hope was also working, so we literally watched a whole season of a show. We did his youth group for two nights. We hammocked by the ocean and had deep talks.
I just don't know what you guys did when you're not just tormenting us.
I don't know. Oh, the parsonage got painted. Preparing for Ollie.
Actually, that got painted the day that you got home. I picked you up and
so we did that. Just it looks like I shot limbs. Kingswood District Conference again because the video was due there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got a new fridge because our fridge died.
It did. It bit the dust.
It really did. And then,
but the new fridge we got,
huge. It's a Cadillac.
I felt like such an adult because that was a nice fridge.
What's on April 28th there? May 28th.
May 28th. Oh.
Yeah. Gross things that girls do before a wedding.
Oh, no. We just had a little bachelorette party for a friend.
Just weird. oh, look. Another counseling appointment. Do you know? Fun fact.
These are for Ryan, by the way.
I used more counseling appointments in 2021 than my like health insurance covered. So I paid... for one counseling session out of pocket.
And that is nothing to be ashamed of.
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You should be very proud of it. On.
Oh, we skipped me getting my COVID shot. Should we talk about that? Because it's hilarious.
And then we went out with the list.
Yeah, I got my COVID because the fire department got their COVID shots. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. I was a little, I'll be honest. I was a little nervous. I hadn't had a needle in like years.
This was way back.
Yeah, this would have been, I think it was April. April or May.
Because you got it way before.
It was March 26th.
Yeah.
So I get my COVID shot on a Friday. I'm nervous. I haven't had a needle in forever. It took the nurse, like, she's like, can you just relax? Actually, she's really good to me. I was like, it took me 50 minutes to get the shot, okay? Is that Ollie waking up?
It might just be a car going by.
And I was just nervous about the needle. Anyways, I put my arm down, whatever. I don't know. I'll probably cut that out because I don't want people to be weird.
No, moral of the story is I didn't think that's where he was going. I was just going to go with the fact that he took forever to get the shot because he was nervous. And then he tries to sweet talk the nurse because he feels so nervous. And then they're all like, oh, honey, you'll be okay.
Then we get to vacation. Apparently, I didn't use any of my vacation time. What did we do? Oh, that vacation. That is, do you remember that's when we went to Moncton?
Yeah, we did our 3D.
Apparently, we did Maggie and Ben's wedding on our vacation week.
We did.
They got married in June?
They did. They got married the day after my birthday. And that was the day that after their wedding, we were driving home in our brand new van. We had just bought a minivan.
Oh, yeah. We bought a minivan.
We had just bought the van.
A 2015 Dodge Caravan SE Crew Edition, white, 17-inch rims.
Ooh la la.
Stow-and-go seats, front and back climate control.
And what is most exciting about this van is we get to pick up stuff off the side of the road.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We found our beautiful hutch.
Oh, yeah, because they got married in Harvey.
They did.
At that barn. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a sick hutch.
And now we have it in our living room, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, you had your third trimester appointment. We stayed at the Holiday Inn Express for like $95 because COVID mm-hmm. prices.
And I had that third trimester ultrasound because Ollie was measuring so big still that they were having me do an appointment to see if I was going to need a fourth ultrasound to determine whether I was going to have a C-section or not.
Fun times. Because
he was humongous.
Then I forgot about this because of COVID and gathering numbers. There was 4 grad ceremonies in Nacogdoches, and I had to go to all of them because I was doing something in it.
Mm-hmm.
And because I had the van, I just sat in the back of the van and ate a sub between them. It was great. Oh, and then the grad bonfire. That was really fun, too. We set off a bunch of fireworks, and it was, like, foggy.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Another counseling appointment.
Those are sprinkled all throughout.
Oh, Mike's birthday trip. That was really fun. We went to Moncton, and we got rear-ended in our brand-new van.
Oh, but you also got the burgers, right?
Yeah, we got the burgers, but mm-hmm. we got rear-ended in Fredericton by a judge. Like a provincial judge. He rear-ended us. That's all I'm going to say on that because I'm afraid.
That was, actually, I was going to say that was bad, but honestly, it worked out. It was fine. It wasn't too big of a deal.
Adam and Hope came down again. We hung out with Adam and Hope a lot in 2021.
They came down and I was having contractions while they were at our house.
And Adam's like, Marley, we don't need to be here if you're having contractions.
But it was okay.
And then car inspection, biophysical. Oh, this is, July was the month. We went to Beulah, I think. No, Beulah was canceled.
It was canceled.
I got my whooping cough shot.
Whooping cough.
And then Marissa. Oh, yeah. This is all just stuff of Marley doing her baby stuff.
All the appointments and stuff.
Because Ollie was freaking huge. And then I had to get the car put in the week before Marley was born. Not Marley. Oh, yeah.
No, the week before we had Ollie. And then we ended up picking it up the morning that we had him.
Yeah. And then Ollie. Yeah. 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 That's insane.
It is.
There's just stuff you do that I'll never do
and
again.
And the day before we had Ollie, we had a group of teenagers at a movie in Fredericton.
We took them to see Space Jam.
Also, on, it says Friday the 30th, meet baby G.
Yep.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We had a strict 4-hour schedule.
Yeah, so Ollie came into the world. We should just do a birth podcast.
Yeah, we
there's
can do
some
that
good
separate.
Stuff.
There's
because
a
there's
more.
A lot to talk about. I held him and I wept and he was very puffy.
Also, I'm continuing to scroll And I'm also now seeing, do you remember we, right after we had Ollie, we were going in for a mother baby clinic appointment, and right above mother baby clinic appointment, it says soda can pickup. That's when you got all those empty, already drank soda cans.
Yeah, because they're from Star Wars. Marley's giving me a hard time because I paid $10 for $1 worth of recycling, but they're all the 1999 Pepsi cans from The Phantom Menace.
Oh, I don't care. I think it's cool, but I just remember when we went to pick them up, I'm like, what? They're empty? But they are cool. And well,
are you going to display. Are you gonna drink 20-year-old pop? I don't think
no,
so.
No, I was just surprised.
I think that party at Justin's is Sarah's 40th birthday party. That was pretty fun.
I think it was her...
I think it was the 40th.
I think it was her 41st. Because the 40th is when we set off those lanterns, right? And this was after, because we had Ollie with us.
Oh, I don't know. Then we went to Graham and Ann's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday again into September. Yeah.
Also, sorry, we just disclosed her age. Maybe she doesn't want people to know that.
Everyone knows.
It was her
Justin
birthday.
Tells everyone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have a meeting in my calendar that just is called Rick Pentecostal meeting. I have no idea what that's about.
Also, do you see how you spelled Pentecostal?
Yeah, Penny. Oh, yeah. And then that night, the financial seminar with Neil, he came up to the church.
Yeah.
Which was a little awkward. We didn't talk about anything with Woodstock yet. We just glazed over all that.
Oh.
That'll be another point. We got lots of podcasts to catch up on. This is just the overview. Oh, yes. And then me and Marley started watching Survivor. We never watched Survivor before, but we started to watch it.
Why'd you build a soapbox car?
Because Encounter was going to do a soapbox derby race, and then they canceled it.
Right.
And then we were going to do Anchor Weekend, but then COVID vaccine requirements, so then no one could go.
Yep.
And the boat was broken. And then we started watching Survivor. Now we watch Survivor every time it's on. Upper River Valley pastor meeting. I don't think I went to that. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
We
went apple picking.
We went apple picking. And then
that was so boring.
Oh, it was so fun. We went with a bunch of friends. We have all these cute pictures of Ollie was still like very fresh. But we went apple picking. And then the very next day, we took Ollie on his very first multi-province road trip.
Yeah, we went to Graham and Ann.
Yeah, we went to Graham and Ann.
As a test run.
I guess we didn't say that. When Ollie was like 3 weeks old, we went to Graham and Ann.
And that was psychotic. But it was a test run. We need to test. And
it worked. He was fine.
It was good.
Except for the fact that
we overpacked.
We did overpack, but we didn't know what we were doing.
Which is why we did the test run, because then when we went to Ontario a month later, everything was good.
Everything was good. We didn't overpack. I remember the only thing that was terrible about when we're driving to Graham and Ann is, maybe I shouldn't talk about. I was going to talk about breastfeeding.
Marley, go for it.
I was just going to say, it's still very early days of figuring
Can you hold
out,
the mic near your face, though?
Figuring out. Having a baby and everything. And I was standing in line at Starbucks in Fredericton getting drinks before we left. And we're going to get on the boat. I shouldn't talk about that.
All right. I guess this podcast isn't about real life. So we go to Ontario. That's going to be the R-rated mother's version that no one wants to hear about the gross.
You can subscribe to my Patreon to get that exclusive.
Oh, that's a good idea.
No one would subscribe to my Patreon.
So we go to Ontario, and we go for my brother's wedding. I had North China Buffet, which is a little buffet near... Well, we lived in the town at one time, and it's really good.
It was very fun. It was a very, very good trip.
We went to Algonquin Park and saw an RV that cost more than a house.
I'm loving the spelling errors, because you have meet Dussie.
Dussie? Dussie.
Instead of Dusty.
At Shoeless Joe's.
Dussie.
Then my brother got married on the 9th. That was actually probably the funnest thing that happened in 2021.
It was soup. You had a child.
I know. And Adam's wedding was more fun.
It was very fun. It was a very good trip.
It was fun. Like, little Carter dancing. He's not little. He's 12 or 11 or 13 or something. But he's like dancing to Bringin' Sexy back.
It was a very fun time.
He's dressed as a cowboy. It was fun.
We were there for almost 2 weeks.
We were there for 2 weeks. Had Thanksgiving. And then Mikhail and Tim's anniversary. Okay.
That's just in our calendar.
That's just in the calendar.
We didn't do anything for it, but congratulations, guys.
And then another car appointment.
Ooh. Do you see what's on Monday the 18th?
Oliver's Needles?
Nope. Below that.
Meet with Marsha?
Nope. Below that.
What?
Interview with Woodstock.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you came with, were with the board.
Yeah, so I interviewed at a new church, and it went well. It was just fun.
It was good.
I enjoyed it.
Very good.
You
went back to the counselor.
Went back to the counselor, because, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
That's good.
We dropped off treat bags at Nyquik Elementary, and we went to Grand Manan yet again. How many times did we go to Grand Manan, or they came to us? Yeah, we did. We went to Grand Manan for 3 days.
I don't know if we actually went, because the first time Ollie went other than the 3 weeks was when we just took him for, I think maybe we were supposed to go and didn't.
We didn't go to Grand Manan. That is that when we met Adam and Hope in Fredericton when Ollie had?
No, that would have been in November. But I'm thinking there must be a reason that we didn't end up going.
Oh, on November 2nd, I got a tour of a funeral home. That was cool. I was not expect. That was very neat. They have huge fridges.
Is that where? Is that where you have funeral guy arrives?
Yeah. He gave me a tour of the funeral home. It was sick. Drop van off at Brian's because something broke.
Ollie and I went to Pennsylvania with my mom to visit my family and my grandma.
Oh, yeah. We hung out with Adam. Oh, yeah. You went to Pennsylvania so Ollie can meet grandma for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot the camera.
I did. But it's okay. We got good pictures. Sans the professional camera.
Okay. Then we hung out with the merchants and Ollie was miserable. And we're like, why is this kid so miserable?
Partially is I think... It was very cold.
It was very cold. We changed his diaper at the back of the van. And then his skin got really weird and infected. And it turns out he has severe eczema or eczema.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we couldn't get him into a doctor for like 3 weeks. We're trying everything. Oatmeal baths, baby oil.
Cream.
And we got the runaround from the doctor. And then we finally get into the dermatologist. And she's like, yeah, this guy needs like special creams.
Yikes. It was bad. It was really bad. Talk about having a little bit of mom shame there. But we had tried a bunch of stuff. But then the dermatologist told us what we did, what to do. We did it. He's better. He's not better. We still have to do the cream. But he's got beautiful skin now.
It's very soft.
Easy breezy beautiful.
We started looking to buy a house.
Mm-hmm. That was stressful.
Yeah. So the first house we looked at. Here, let me tell you about the houses we found. And this is like in the height of like everyone's trying to sell their house. So there's lots of options. Now in Woodstock, there's no houses under 200,000, which is crazy.
I will say the houses that are posted are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
Just expensive.
So house number one was this beautiful old yellow house, probably built in the 1920s or 30s.
Mm-hmm.
Overlooked the St. John River. The sun would set over the river every day.
Beautiful.
Looked nice in pictures and stuff. Get into it. Just smelled of cigarettes. Maybe I'll insert the audio from the video we sent Dan and Will from the house. Hello, you're on the scene of House Hunters.
Hello.
There's a view from the house.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
But unfortunately...
Is he gone? Yeah. Unfortunately, it is a disaster. Are you coming, Mark? We've got beautiful yellow on the front. And then the back is this like weird hodgepodge of cedar shingles and insulation and rot and all this stuff. And to top it, and this is a yard. It is nice. It is trees, but it's all crummy things. And
also, there's a door upstairs that is just locked shut. And the realtor doesn't even know how we would get into it. Like, we don't know what it is.
And Marley, what does it smell like inside?
Smoke.
Smells like cigarettes. Someone was smoking the cancer sticks, hacking a dart, and the realtor said it's obviously been repainted, but he, not well enough. Oh yeah, there's dog poop there. But here's,
It is beautiful. Like, it is a nice little house on the inside. It's very dated, but like, this is the view from the deck. It's much smaller than we thought, but this would be the view. Imagine this in the summer, but even if you look, it's not that nice. No, that's the telephone. But like, the deck is super soft. The inside smells like smoke. So we're gonna pass on this, but I found out we don't pay the realtor. Right, Mar?
There's muddy handprints on the side of the house. We don't, but just look at that. That is beautiful.
I don't think I can turn around the camera. But I'll send a picture. Anyways.
The view is beautiful.
There's our house update. It sucks.
And the back of it didn't have any shingles. Like, yes. It was like wood cedar shingles that were painted yellow.
And if we were in a different phase of life and could afford to, like...
Well, it didn't have a yard.
...fix it. Yes. Could afford to fix it and stuff. It would have been a different situation, but it was a no-go for us.
Then the second house...
Ollie literally would have, like, if he tripped out the front door, he would have, like, landed in the river.
If he didn't get hit by a car. Then,
Yeah.
Then we went to a house out in the boonies... In Weston.
In the boondocks.
And it was so far away, it didn't get Canadian cell towers. It got American.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
noticed... But we put an offer on it.
We did put an offer on it because we didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized that all the doors had been kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we wanted to ask them about is, like, where are all the doors? And they said they don't exist.
Yeah.
So that house had bad voodoo.
Voodoo.
So we didn't go for that one.
Do you mean juju?
Then we looked at a house in Richmond Corner. And it was nice.
It was nice.
It was very cute, but it was too small.
But we also put an offer on that one. And it's like hindsight's 20/20 because at the time we're like, this is perfect. This house would be perfect for us. Definitely big enough. We'd have to get rid of some stuff.
But not a chance. It was. Yeah. It'd be too small.
We never would have like. Yeah, well, it would have been bad.
Well,
but very, very cute house.
Yeah. And... Yeah, it did have a basement. It only had a crawl space.
Yeah.
And then we looked at another house, which I call the House of 1,000 Rooms. And I wish I knew where it was in Woodstock because I want to go find it again.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, every room was either a step up or a step down. And it was like a fun house. Like,
yeah.
I don't think you could walk in there in the dark. It was so confusing.
It looked like if someone like cut a room out of 20 different houses and then like Mod Podged it all together.
It looked like a Sims house.
Yes.
Like a house you'd make in The Sims.
If you were like 8 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then we're like, oof, we got to find something.
Yikes, we're running out of time. This is bad.
Dad, my parents are like, yeah, you know, might think of a backup plan.
Yeah, because we were at your parents' house for Christmas.
Because we surprised Dad driving home.
And we still had no idea where we were going to like be moving. And we were... like supposed to be moving the end of February.
Yeah. So then we did. Yikes. Christmas. Christmas was pretty good. In-person Christmas Eve service. It was fun. We left immediately after Christmas Eve service and drove to Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
I hallucinated so much.
Which is not good because you were driving some of the time.
Yeah.
It was so cold. We stopped at a gas station the one time and I had to feed Ollie. And it was... like so bitter cold that I remember we left the car running and I just got into the back seat so that Ollie like didn't have to be exposed to the outside at all. It was freezing.
It was so cold and dark. Like the sun sets at like 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So we went.
That's where we found that the trip that we found that song, that TikTok girl song. And that was like the song of that trip.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My friend set me up on a date today.
Oh, yeah. Then I had another counseling appointment. I think there was 11 in 2021.
That's good.
Then we went to Ontario and we stupidly went to IKEA on our way home. It was good except for we didn't leave Ontario until like 2 p.m. And the drive home is miserable.
Yeah, it was rough. And everything at IKEA was out of stock, so it didn't really matter.
It says leave for Pennsylvania on January 1st. We were going to go to Pennsylvania, but then the border wasn't open.
Mm-hmm. We didn't go. Because we considered going right from Ontario to Pennsylvania, but we did not.
I performed my first funeral in January 2022. And then I have a little event in January 20th called Sea House at address that we currently live at.
Aww.
So that was the first time we saw this house.
Yes.
And it is a cute little house. It was 2-bedroom, but now it's 3-bedroom because we added a window. Mm-hmm. And then we loved it. It was a little old lady house that she lived in her whole life, raised her family in, just wanted to move. So then we moved in, and it's pretty good. We like it.
Very good. Pretty good. Yeah, very sweet. We've made some changes. There's some changes we'll do in the future. But all in all, it's a good little house right in the heart of the bustling city of Woodstock.
It's not a city. It's a small town of 5,000 people.
But yes.
Head check.
Very nice.
That must be for Ollie's head to see how big it is.
That was for Ollie because his head was growing at a rapid pace and they wanted to make sure that he didn't have an excess amount of fluid. He didn't. We're all good.
My last day at the Ridge was February 24th and we didn't end up moving until March 11th. But I needed to be employed in order to sign the mortgage documents. So Woodstock moved their hire date up to the 28th.
It's very nice.
Then we had to get our house inspected and it was good. But then the woman's husband was still on the deed, even though he had died a long time ago. So then we didn't end up taking possession to the house. And that was a whole thing. We moved a day earlier than we were going to. We moved on a Friday because there was a snowstorm coming.
You accidentally backed the U-Haul into the ditch.
Yeah, I backed the U-Haul into a ditch and got stuck. And now I look at my calendar for March 2022, and it's just full of meeting new people. Yeah. Like, meet this person, meet Christine, Darcy, Glenn, Kim, Luke, Ellen, Eden, Ross, Cindy, Donnie, Holly, Jamie, Ross, Dylan. Like, these are all just meetings of people because I was trying really hard to meet everyone I could. Then we went to Eleanor's birthday party.
We did.
We got invited to that. That was pretty fun in Fredericton.
That was very fun.
Except for, so it's funny, Luke is in charge of rentals at the church and he was using the gym for his daughter's birthday party, but he forgot that there was a basketball rental.
I forgot about that.
So then we had to move the entire party out of the gym. It was pretty funny.
Still fun.
Good
time.
Yeah. Then it got really busy, honestly. Like, once we started at Woodstock, like, COVID kind of, everything opened up again. So we were able to go and do some stuff that we hadn't been able to do a long time before. Yeah, like, people just started staying at our house. Adam and Hope stayed at our house one night. Mm-hmm. Some random he was going to but never did. I shot the Kingswood Baccalaureate and grad photos. That was fun. I finally finished Hazmat for Firefighter 1 because I was taking that halfway through. And then COVID, I couldn't do my final block. And now my first aid's expired, so now I still don't have my level 1. And I don't want to pay for first aid, so I will probably never get my level 1.
Ollie had his first Easter. We had our first Easter here.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
I'm in June.
Oh, I'm behind you. I was going to say we celebrated first Mother's Day and first Father's Day. That was fun. I spoke at a ladies' event.
Fun.
That was fun.
Zach Painter came and spoke to the church.
He did a very good job.
You went to the beach with Ollie?
I did. I went to the beach.
In Jersey?
Where were we?
Virginia?
Virginia. Virginia Beach. Yeah, that was very fun.
Had the boys over to watch the Kenobi series. Adam and Hope came over for a weekend.
You shot 2 schools. Again, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. Went to Beulah. Stayed in a camp trailer. It was honestly the worst Beulah I've ever attended in my life.
That could be an episode in and of itself. It was, okay.
Marley, it was horrible. Okay. Adam and Hope weren't there because they had a funeral. I had to leave because I had a funeral. I missed district conference.
Really?
We stayed in a pop-up trailer. It got soaked.
What was the worst part for Ryan was the pop-up trailer.
Everything was the worst part for Ryan. I had a horrible time.
It wasn't. It was fun to do it with Ollie. It was fun to be there. We were like right on the corner of a road that all the kids would ride their bikes on really, really fast. And then by like day like two or three of being there, they had put those little tabs on their bike. So when they'd like go by like 6 in the morning, you just hear.
It was horrible.
It was fun.
I was supposed to go to Caden's Island, but I got COVID. So I had to give my, sorry, I just coughed. I had to give my notes to a guy and he preached them for me, but I didn't get to go to Caton's Island. And I was also, you were away. So I was like home alone with COVID and I had such a high fever and I mowed the lawn and I thought I was going to die because it was like 45 degrees outside. I had a huge fever and then I came inside and just sat in a cold bathtub full of water for hours. And then I was like, and then I looked down at the bathwater and because I mow, okay, safety, please don't come after me. I mow my lawn in my sandals. I know I've seen the Waramp commercials too. I know I'm taking a risk, but I'm not wearing my rubber boots. It's too hot. So I look down in the water in my bath and there's grass floating all over me. Then I go to GLS conference at Kingswood. That was super fun. And then we went on vacation to Ontario in September. That was fun.
Very fun.
Saw Nana, saw Adam and Michelle, and we stayed at Adam and Michelle's house. Went to the North China Buffet. Honestly.
Saw your parents, too.
Yeah, I know. And then it was North China Buffet is nostalgic, but it's not as good as it used to be. But the price is now twice as high as it used to be. So it's one of those things, I like to go because it's so rare that I get to go, but it's like never good. Oh, we hung out with Caitlin, my cousin. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen Caitlin in probably 10 years.
Oh, and remember we thought there was going to be a smackdown at the...
Oh, yeah.
Tim Hortons.
Someone who probably suffers from something.
I think he was having a hard time.
Yeah. He was yelling at someone on the outside of the Tim Hortons. It was crazy. I was so scared. Downtown Belleville scares me, man. And then, yeah. Did Love Atlantic. All the churches in town combined together, and they got like 10,000 pounds of food for the food bank.
You turned 30.
Oh, yeah, I turned 30.
Party. That was in August.
Yeah, you planned a really good birthday party. We did Anchor Weekend, which was really fun. We took a bunch of kids down to Grand Manan for a spiritual retreat with my youth group and Amda Merchant's youth group and the Ridges youth group with Honey Lee. That was really good. We have something in our calendar. Do not book anything. We need a break. Oh, yeah. I got huge into Formula One. Mm-hmm. Because when we got our internet at Woodstock, I was able to get free cable. So I just used, like, now I just watch Formula One. Like, I know a lot about Formula One. And it's one of those things where it just, sometimes, you know, you get hyper-focused onto something. And then it's all-consuming. Mm-hmm. And it's the only thing you think about.
Mm-hmm. You do that in phases.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm slowly leaving my Formula One phase. Great. But it's because there's no races anymore.
At least with Formula One, there wasn't a million cards or dice or something that got bought. It's just enjoyed.
All right.
I'm kidding.
I'm a Ferrari fan.
You bought a snowblower.
I did buy a snowblower.
But what I was going to say is we started...
Hosted Encounter.
Hosted Encounter, but we started a photography business.
No, we didn't start a photography business. We started a Facebook page for a photography business and then started taking people. Like we've already... Oh, yeah, I guess that is starting a business. We were always taking pictures for people, yes. But they were always for free.
Yeah, so now we...
And then we
monetized the skill.
We were looking at inflation and we're like, ugh, we need to... mortgage rates keep going up, so we have to get some extra money somehow. Mm-hmm. So that was good. And then, I hosted Encounter. That was fun. We did Jingle Jam. That was fun.
That was very fun. That was our first time doing it here in Woodstock.
We went to Graham and Ann to help Adam and Hope with their Jingle Jam.
They did awesome.
We went up for Graham and Ann for Tilly's birthday party. That was really fun. Super Star fun. Wars theme. Tilly is the cutest girl kid I've ever seen. She can't be the cutest boy kid because that's Ollie. Yes, Marley goes to Pennsylvania again.
I did, to see family.
Then we did Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good Christmas. It was Ollie's first Christmas.
We got a Christmas tree, a real one.
Yeah, well, we always get a real Christmas tree, but this one was dead as soon as we bought it. Like, I'm not joking.
I think something must have happened because it was the cutest little tree, and it lasted for a little bit, but it was short-lived, but that's okay.
Yeah, had a pretty good Christmas, Ollie's first Christmas. He opened presents. And then, oh, Ollie fell and cracked his skull open. That's a pretty big thing. That's for some reason not on the calendar.
Oh, that was in October.
Yeah, he fell off a table at youth group and literally cracked his skull and got a brain bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Marley, you talk about that.
Yeah. Well, you summarized it pretty good. Ollie fell off like a counter thing and he fell, hit his head. He suffered a fracture and then a brain bleed, and then he also had like a pretty good, it nicked one of the kind of like one of the main veins that run through your head, so there was a little bit of a hematoma on the side of his head, but he's okay now, everything healed. It was really scary for a little bit, and they thought at first that they were gonna have to take us to the IWK, but all the doctors that we worked with here were really good between Waterville and Fredericton, and they were able to just monitor him from the IWK, so we didn't actually have to go there. And amazingly, everything healed really well and everything was okay. Everything turned out.
Yep. So Ollie's all healed up. His head mm-hmm. is good. He's very tall for his age. He's like almost 3 feet tall.
That's not because he hit his head. He's no, just big.
But after he hit his head, he did learn how to walk.
He did. Almost. It happened pretty close.
And now we're basically to where we are now.
And he runs like full speed.
And he can say a lot of words.
He can. Right now, my favorite one is he tries to say cheese.
But he goes sheesh.
Sheesh. Can you say cheese?
Cheese. Maybe we'll get Ollie on the podcast sometime, but it's hard to get him to speak on command. Well, Marley, we're coming up to 54 minutes here.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's almost supper time. And I keep coughing because my throat. But the plan is to basically, you know, we skimmed over a lot of this stuff, but we're going to talk about it in a bigger way in dedicated episodes coming up sometime. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's just a lot we should talk about Ollie being born, why I had to do so much counseling, bunch of stuff. So if you want the salacious, juicy gossip, make sure you subscribe to the Rue Crew podcast. Also, you may notice that we updated our cover art because this is season 2, baby. Season 2. All right. Well, I'll see you later.
See ya.